Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Marty, Total Auto Solutions, and just leaving a new account for us here in Tulsa. It's On Point Custom Auto. They do a lot of headlights and lights and stereos, and then I have detail that they've kind of tinkered around, but now they're ready to go full-fledged into it. They got a guy that we were training, so we took in our system to help them get going. And what I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about is, after we do training, where we show here's how you do correction, here's how you do enhancement, here's the difference, here's a good pad to use on this paint, here's why we like Sonax Cutmax, okay, all that little stuff that we bring in that we found to be the best, okay, we always end our training with, okay, let's go over some biz dev, let's do some development, let's figure out where your marketing's at, let's break that down. So this is what I wanted to spend a little bit of time, if you guys will take a chance to listen, no matter what you're doing, just take a moment. I think you guys should grab a pen and paper at the same time and really sit down and look at, go over some of your Instagram posts, your Facebook messages, all the different things that you guys are using, and look at it, and I want you to look and see what you say in your videos or what you post about when you're taking a picture and you're showing a car. And I think it would be very interesting for you to grab a piece of paper and do a column. On one side, make a little mark for if you feel that it was marketing to other detailers, or one side where, no, you felt really good that you marketed towards prospective clients of your detail shop. Okay, so with On Point, he does a lot of, he actually even hosts car shows, and then he tries to do a lot of prep work for guys that are going into car shows. So what we did is we went through and I had him shoot an actual video, and instead of marketing to other detailers, where he just went through and showed his transition and was like, yeah, look at this, look how great, I did it. Like, I get it. We are all passionate about what we do as detailers, okay? If we weren't, we wouldn't be in the business, because the majority of us aren't making $100,000 a year and stacking back a bunch in savings, and we know that we can make a career out of it. So most of us do it, and we make good income, we're happy with our lifestyle, but we do it because we're passionate, because we love what we do, okay? So with that being said, there still needs to be some business development side of it, and that even though you're passionate, it doesn't mean that you need to market your passion towards other detailers. So for him, we shot a video where we showed one side of this back trunk lid that we are working on, and we talked about, hey, if you got a car that you want to put in a show and your paint has some imperfections like this, you're going to get knocked down on your best of show or your quality of your vehicle if your paint's not popping. And then we transitioned and took his camera over to the paint that we had just used Cutmax and Optimus and Max Adjouler, and really got the paint looking just about 90%. So it looked really good. There were still some, deep scratches that we leveled, but it was going to take sandpaper if the customer really wanted to fully remove it. I digress. That's where you get into correction, which is my deal with the difference between correction and enhancement. Okay, anyway, so then we transitioned over to his, and we showed, hey, this is what your paint could look like. So if you got a car show coming up, or you're just tired of the way your paint looks, and he went back to his other side, then he went back and he showed that transition again, then contact On Point Custom. So anyway, so that's a type of marketing that I want you to look for and see if you're doing, or are you simply showing photos and saying, yeah, look at us, here's what we did. Okay, so show off is fine, but probably use show off marketing and show off your skills to like forums. So here in Oklahoma, we have Detailers of Oklahoma. It's something that DJ and I created, a great little thing where detailers can go and show off their work, and then they ask questions and they help each other out, and it's a really great group. But that's not a place to that's only a place to you know, show off. When you've got your own business page, right, then you need to not show off. You need to market specifically to groups of people. So once again, let's say you've got a vehicle that comes in that you know is from a mom with children. Do some videos where you say, hey, this is the vehicle we got in. This is very common for mothers with kids. And show the interior, you know, show the stain, show all that. Once you're done, shoot another video. You could even do some transition with using the extractor if you want. But definitely afterwards, hey, this is that same vehicle. So, you know, if your vehicle looked like that and you got kids and you're tired of it, or, hey, you know that your kids get sick a lot or you got sniffles, a lot of that stuff could come from your vehicle because you got bacteria in the carpet. You got bacteria growing in the kid's seat because they spilt juice or they spilt food, right? That stuff grows bacteria. And so bacteria is not good for your kids to be constantly rubbing and then they're going to rub their face. Let us use whatever you use, steam, extractor, whatever. Let us clean your car seats for you and clean your seats that way that your kids don't have bacteria growing all around them when they're riding around in the car. Okay, you see the difference between that and otherwise, a lot of times we just do videos showing, how cool it was to show, you know, the amount of junk that comes out of the extractor, which is a cool video. The extractor of showing it pull up the dirt, right? Cool video. But that mom that sees the video, she might skip through it because, ooh, that's gross. That's not her car, right? But she would probably watch when you're talking about her kids sniffling and the bacteria that's in the vehicle, okay? So anyway, just want to share that with you guys because I left Orlando's place, very talented guy, and we went through it on his side, and so I really wanted to go through it with you guys. Feel free to hit us up on Instagram, Total Auto Solutions on Instagram. Hit us some DMs. Love to talk biz development with you. I know DJ and Ian would too, so hit them up at DJ Patterson or at Redbeards Detailing. That's why we do this, right? So we want to help with the biz dev. Anyway, hope you guys are having a great week. And the podcast coming soon is just with me and Ian. And we are going to talk about how to handle upset customers. Boom, boom, boom. Anyway, hey, this is Marty, Total Auto Solutions. Make it a great day.